I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia is fighting an ISIS incursion. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International works closely with Indonesian pastors and church planters.
There is an uptick of activity in terms of ISIS trying to recruit people from this area. But as far as the culture as a whole and the government of Indonesia go, they are staunchly anti-Islamic State. They could be heading for some conflict between the Islamic State and the government, but the government is fairly well established and would probably come out on top.
Indonesian Christians need help growing deeper in their faith and sharing it with others. Usually, only pastors own Bibles, but you can help send Bibles to Indonesia through FMI at our website. Next, even though persecution, beatings, and threats to believers continue, the body of Christ is growing in India. A recent case in point, a pastor was dragged outside his house by Hindu extremists who threatened to burn him alive if he didn't stop preaching about Jesus. Despite these kinds of attacks, he continues to share the gospel and lead people to Christ with help from Voice of the Martyrs Australia. Pray for VOM workers as they serve the Lord and face persecution. And better surveillance may have decreased human trafficking across the Nepali-Indian border, but it's caused sex trade activity to spike in Nepal, forcing girls into a harsh cycle that they can't get out of without your help. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says these girls are seen as trash. But with a safe house, VBB rescues women, retrains them, and more importantly, reminds them of their value.
They start to see, wow, I'm creating the image of God. This is not what God wants for me. And it's exciting to see them being transformed and to see the joy in their faces when they worship the Lord. Their hands are raised, tears are streaming down their faces. They're so grateful to God for what He's done for them.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can get breaking mission news by following us on Twitter at MNN Team. I'm Ruth Kramer.